This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Denver Nuggets kick off their first ever NBA Finals tonight at Ball Arena as they face off against the Miami Heat. Even though Denver is favored, Nuggets starting forward Aaron Gordon says the team is not taking Miami lightly.
We got the utmost respect for them. They fight and they scrap and they have no quit in them. You know, this is a very talented basketball team. All those guys over there got game, so we respect it.
Tip-off is tonight at 6:30. Speaking of tonight's game, Regional Transportation District's light rail system is offering extra service tonight ahead of Game 1. Extra cars will be added to the E and W lines to Union Station, where passengers can transfer to lines that go directly to Ball Arena. Meanwhile, maintenance along the RTD's E, H, and R will continue, causing delays for some travelers. RTD recommends planning ahead. Senator Michael Bennett was on hand Wednesday night to greet President Joe Biden in Colorado Springs. The president flew into Peterson Space Force Base ahead of his commencement address Thursday at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Bennett says he is urging Biden to keep Space Command in Colorado Springs in the interest of national security. Colorado has been trying for years to reverse President Trump's decision to move the command to Alabama. Hundreds of pounds of seed potatoes will be given away in Woodland Park over the next couple of days. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
There are four varieties available from the Colorado State University Extension Office that come from the San Luis Valley Research Station. Gardeners use seed potatoes to propagate plants because many potatoes from grocery stores are treated with a chemical to help prevent sprouts. The Great Potato Giveaway takes place Thursday and Friday from 8 to 5 or until all 450 pounds of potatoes are gone. Those interested should bring their own bags. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
Come find more at CPR.org.